glad you're all here on summer day. I know that there's something more exciting than school board meeting to come to on.
Obviously not.
No, this is a happening time.
This is what's happening.
But we welcome you. And we will begin tonight by having the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll all please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the presentations are on the top of the list, and we are very excited to honor these recipients. They've been honored before, but we wanted to take the opportunity to thank them and show our appreciation. The Classified Employee of the Year is Colleen Bott. Colleen is a secretary at Castledale Elementary. You just don't have to go in the office very far to see that Colleen cares about kids. Colleen is there for the students. They think of her as their second mom when they are away from home. She cares about them. She takes care of them. And she has been a dedicated servant in our school district. And first of all, we would like to have her come up and receive a plaque and give her our
congratulations.
Well deserved, Colleen.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you this and this and thank you. Thank you. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you for doing that.
Congratulations.
And look this way.
Still, she loves the limelight.
Our second recipient is Elementary Teacher of the Year, and that's Jason Norton. If she would come forward. Jason has taught kindergarten. Anything else besides that?
Kindergarten at first.
She was in Castledale Elementary for a while, and she's been in Cottonwood. Any other places?
The whole district.
The whole district.
But the exception of Green River.
The whole district has been the recipient of her talents. And I've had grandchildren in her classes, and they have sung her praises, and they have excelled greatly in her classes. She's a great asset to our district. I also appreciate Jace's attitude. She's always happy and willing to go the extra mile, to work a little bit harder, and that has proven to be the case in our district. And we'd like to thank her for that and present her with another. Carter. I have to say, these are all in my precinct, and I'm going to take the opportunity to sing their praises. Diane has just been a marvelous employee for a lot of years, and at the high school and in the junior highs, and her students have greatly been enriched by her teaching and by her caring and her one-on-one relationship that she builds with her students. You can ask any student that's been in Diane's class, and they will sing her praises. She is an exceptional teacher, and she relates with the students on their level and brings, raises them up to a higher level. And we just can't thank Diane enough for all that she does for our district.
Can I tell you how humbling this has been? I reflected on the amazing mentors I've had. I've reflected on the faculty that we have here in the district. And to be put in that same category is just such a compliment to me. But the other thing I've thought a lot about are the students that I've taught. They should be part of this board too. I've taught, when I thought about it, I've taught doctors, I've taught lawyers, I've taught college professors, professional musicians, just to name a few. And Neil and I were talking in Emory County, we produce coal, power, and great kids. So I owe part of this award to all of those. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Produces these kind of students that excel. It's because of teachers that we have in the district. Did either one of you other ones want to say anything? We didn't give you that opportunity.
We're okay.
Would you like to say something? Okay, stand up. I think that's
great. I hope I'll be someone. Just expect you. But I did need to tell you guys that I love working here, and I just wanted to. I have worked in a lot of schools in the district, and all of them have amazing teachers and dedicated people that I appreciate. I'm sorry, I learned a lot from them. And I also wanted to tell you, I have the best job in the world. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hughes said to me one day, "You live in a world of butterflies and rainbows." It's true. It's totally true. And I just think if the whole world would just think of solve their problems like a 7-year-old, what a great place with this would be. I'm able to be with him every day. And I just wanted to tell Mr. Hughes thanks too for the things that you said. It was really nice. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you all thanks for everything you do, Mr. Hughes, and I'm sorry that I cried, but that's thank you very, very much.
You can see why they're great people, because of their humbleness, and they're always attributing to it to other people. So thank you for your comments. That added a lot to tonight's.
I thought she was crying because she thought she had to stay for the budget.
I look at 7-year-olds as a birthday party every day that you have to get ready for, so hats off to you, Jason. You are welcome to stay, and we'll give you an opportunity to go if you have other commitments. So, but we do have something. We have the FFA coming up, if you'd like to. That's next on the agenda. I forgot about them. So thank you, Colleen.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Are you ready for
yeah,
us?
We're ready. Please.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's pretty hard to follow up. I don't live with butterflies or cows and guts and manure is more my anyway, so we are here for the FFA. Before I get started too much, though, I do have like a little short video clip that's produced by the National FFA. I know we have some new board members this year, and I wanted to just give you a little bit of a taste of what FFA is on the national level. So if you don't mind, I have this pulled up in the back.
People often ask, what does FFA stand for? While the letters stand for Future Farmers of America, it has grown to mean so much more. Today, FFA stands for leadership, growth, and career success in a wide range of career paths. Since 1928, millions of students have been entrusted with the opportunity to wear the esteemed blue jacket. And in the process, they've experienced a transformation. Though the agricultural landscape has shifted dramatically throughout the decades, FFA has been constant. We are proud to have provided a leading example of technological innovation while paving the way for a field of diversely talented individuals. Now more than ever, people realize the value of understanding where our foods, fabrics, and plants come from. And they are increasingly aware that agriculture is a crucial part of their daily lives. FFA members and organizations are shaping this awareness. They are more empowered every day with knowledge that they take into the communities where they live, work, worship, and play. American history is rich with the stories of agriculturalists of all kinds, from the farmer to the scientist, the doctor to the business owner. And agriculture now has a richer story because of FFA. Today we are grateful for our past and look forward to shaping the future. We are the National FFA Organization, and we are right now.
All right, so I didn't plan on this many people being here either. I have a few extra copies if anyone in attendance wants them, but there's a FFA fact sheet. I just wanted to read a couple of statistics. Nationwide, there's over 600,000 FFA members, active members in high school, 7th to 12th grade, and I think that's a pretty big number. It's the largest CTSO in the United States of America. That's 7,859 FFA chapters across the United States, all 50 states, including the U.S. territories. There's FFA chapters all over the place. Here in the state of Utah, we actually have 86 FFA chapters across the state, and it's our membership in the state of Utah is over 7,000. I didn't get a final number, but it's just over that 7,000 mark. Here at Emory High School, this last year we had 155 FFA members, which I'm really happy about. Every kid in my ag class is an FFA member, and I think that's a pretty good statistic to bring out. This year, a little bit of our success stories. I'm going to let these guys talk about theirs, but I wanted to mention a couple other things. The state contest, if you don't know, we compete against all 86 of those FFA chapters. It's not broke down to rural or big schools or anything, and there are some schools where, you know, they have four ag teachers competing with the same amount of kids as I do. So we had some really good success this year, and I did write them down so I didn't mess up, but team-wise, we had a second place parliamentary procedure team, which I am way happy about. Parliamentary procedure is it's a tough contest, and we had seven kids that were able to use parliamentary law correctly. It's way better than, most of the board meetings I go to. but they understand parliamentary law, and they took second place, and they did a really good job. I was really proud of them. We missed out on first place by 18 points out of, I think the contest has, you know, like 1,500 points total, and we lost by 18. So I'm really proud of those guys. We also, this last year, we started a ninth grade program where we had an early bird class at Emory High School. And there was a brand new contest that was just for ninth graders. And it was basically a basic parliamentary contest. So just ninth grade kids, and they had some basic parliamentary procedure. And they took third place in this brand new contest for this year. So I was really proud of those guys. We did have a first runner-up as an individual for her project. That was Riata Christiansen. So she kept records on her SAE project, or supervised agriculture experience, working for her dad training horses and doing the rodeo thing. And she was the second place kid with that type of project for her age. And so I was really proud of her for that one. And then probably the most prestigious award you can win as an individual in the FFA is what we call the Star Farmer. And it's based on your project, once again, your supervised agriculture experience. And we had a third runner-up in that. That was Michaela Jensen from Elmo. And she was third place overall, which means she basically had the third best project in the whole state of Utah with her cows and pigs and things like that. So I was really proud of her. Those are some of the good things that have happened this year. Various leadership conferences and other kids that competed really well, maybe didn't place as high as they wanted to, but we've had a really, really successful year at the FFA level. Riata Christiansen, she wasn't able to be here today. She was originally planning to be here, but she actually placed first in the state of Utah for prepared public speaking and earned the opportunity to represent the state of Utah at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis this October. So that was really good. She has a really good speech. I'm maybe going to make her put it on the internet or something, so you guys can find it on Facebook or something, because it's really good, and she does a good job. I can't take any of the credit, because she's been giving speeches for Rodeo Queen stuff since she was itty-bitty, but she did a really good job competing against all those kids in the state of Utah and won first place, so we're really proud of her. The four members that I have here today did a great job as well. They are the state-winning milk quality and products team. And I'm going to let them kind of take over and explain what they did and why they're here. Go ahead, Grandma.
My cue. So, like Mr. Thornley said, we did compete at state this year in the milk quality and products contest. And we studied really hard, I think you could say, and we ended up winning. So that was super exciting. And we're here to ask for your support and permission to go to the national contest in October. In the last week of October, actually. And while you're thinking about that, we're just going to tell you a little bit about our contest and how we ended up winning. So one of the parts of the contest was the tests, of course. Those are really exciting. yeah, so one test is the milk processing test, and that's a 30-question test. Another test is a milk marketing, there we go. I can't even remember it, sorry. And then we have another test that's the problem solving test. And in each of those, in the milk marketing test, they ask us about how milk is distributed and how it's sold based on volume, which is like standardized gallon or stuff like that. And then in the milk processing exam, they ask us all sorts of questions about obviously how milk is processed, so ask us about casein and how that's like the watery part that they take away from cheese. And as my teammates will tell you in a minute, this isn't just about milk, it's about like all sorts of milk products, and so cheese and all sorts of dairy products are involved in that. And then the last test that we take is a problem solving test, and that's more of a math test. And in that, they ask us questions about fat percentages and protein percentages, and we have to analyze that and remember one key number, which is 8.6 pounds in 1 gallon. And if you know that, you're golden. So that was grilled into our heads. So those are the tests. And then I'll let them tell you.
And then another part of it is the fat percentages. They give us like a couple different choices, like 10 or 8 choices, and we have to go through and find the fat percentage in the milk. So like 1% milk, 2% milk, skim milk, butter, half and half. We have to go through and memorize the percentages of the fat content in them, and then put them in order and do them that way.
It's a blind test too.
Yeah.
So you have two things of milk there where you have to know which one's 2%, which one's 1%, which one's heavy whipping cream.
By taste?
Oh yeah. Taste, look, smell.
As well as real and artificial.
Yeah, whether it's a real dairy product or an artificial dairy product.
Wow. Interesting.
Another one we did was the cheese, and this one's my favorite because I just love cheese. And they would just put 10 cheeses out on a table, and you'd go taste them all, and they had like a bubble sheet where there's 20 choices, and you had to say which one's cheddar, which one's parmesan, and all that out of 20. And
that's interesting.
The last part of the contest is a milk defect identification. And so if any of you remember the scene in Napoleon Dynamite where he's judging this milk and he says that it tastes like the cow got into the onion patch, that's completely realistic. It's completely true. Believe it or not, if a cow eats, you know, in an onion patch, its milk's going to taste like onion as well as garlic possibly. So there's 11 different defects that they have us choose between, as well as no defect. And so some of those examples are malty, one of them is garlic or onion tasting, oxidized, which is actually pretty hard to distinguish, the other ones, rancid, sour, rotten, bitter, salty, flat, watery. So it's, I actually really enjoy that part of the test. It's actually state contest. Something that I feel like, I guess, we're all kind of grateful for, especially for this time and everything, but also having our principal on board with having us go to state contests and everything, so we're really grateful for that. Not only does the milk quality team and everything just learn a lot by ourselves, but like our entire chapter has been able to grow and learn so much, and we've learned so many leadership skills and being able to publicly speak. Riata, with her speeches, she's been able to prepare a speech, memorize. It's 10 minutes. It's a speech that's 10 minutes long. She's memorized it, word for word. And so it's just provided us with a lot of skills that we'll use in our life.
Perfect.
We also have some tea samples if you guys would like to.
We have a contest set up for you guys. And I have enough for everyone. Do we have enough time? Are you guys okay if we hurry and do a little activity? Okay,
we've
perfect.
Never done this before, so
okay.
It's quite exciting.
Yay. So, I made it really easy on you guys. I gave you five choices. We have four cheeses. Your job will be to determine which cheese is which, and which one I left off. So here's a answer sheet, and if you want to taste some cheese, you better grab a toothpick, because we like to be clean here, and we don't want to, you know, cross-contaminate or make you all sick.
And we get graded on this, probably.
Oh, you're definitely going to get graded
on
that. Oh,
no.
Patsy, you won't publish this in the paper, will you?
So I have the options there. Your job will be to, hopefully they're going in order,
go?
Of sample
huh?
One.
Will you be able to go?
Yeah,
good.
I'm going to break out of college for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I should be able to figure it out on that big.
I'm going to have conflicting cheese.
Thank you.
I actually have to teach this.
Start the next one.
We call that bonus cheese in the classroom.
Bonus cheese.
Hey, Ryan. Before you take the picture, have everyone say cheese.
Cheese. Yeah, so.
I have no idea.
It had to be
terrible. One. I'm kidding. On three. One, two, three.
I like all the cheese. I can tell the difference between Swiss and cheddar, but I can't. They all taste almost the same thing.
Pepper jack.
That was all good cheese, whatever it is. They were really good.
Well, I mean,
but they were.
No parmesan.
I don't even think I got parmesan. I don't know.
Yeah, we do. In the contest, we're allowed to take apples or bread or apple juice. So after they sample,
so
they
clean your
mouth. I didn't do that for you guys.
Well, that's why I probably
didn't. Yeah, we can blame it on that.
If we got it wrong, that's
the problem. Hey, has everyone had a chance? Do you want to know if you're
yeah,
right
let's
wrong?
Yeah. Oh, we're still working on it back here.
I'm a little sad I didn't get the string cheese, though.
The string cheese? Oh, at the assembly? I'm sorry. I had a lot left over.
So when you're doing the milk thing, and you smell to see if it's rancid first, right? I mean, you can probably
yeah.
tell that right off.
You do that.
Take a big old swig of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Some kids aren't coached that way. I was in that was my station as a teacher to proctor that part of the test.
test, and it was, I could tell which one was rancid just by watching kids. After about three or four of them, they'd take a drink and they'd go. It's the best part of the whole contest is to watch kids. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay.
All right, number one, cheese number one, what did you think it was?
Henry, yeah.
Mozzarella.
You said mozzarella.
If you said mozzarella, you are right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That means the number two,
two is
Monterey Jack. The aftertaste. Monterey Jack's going to be a lot smoother on the palate and all that other good stuff. The other ones are a little bit hard, and I made it hard on purpose. Number three and number four, they're very, very, very similar cheeses. Number three is what?
Mild cheddar.
It is mild cheddar.
Oh, okay.
Number three is mild.
The other one has to be Colby.
So that means number four, it wasn't sharp, was it?
No.
No, it wasn't sharp.
I got those two backwards.
It was Colby. I should have brought a prize. Did anyone get all of them right?
I got three.
I got three. Yeah.
I got 50%.
You got the cheese part right. It was cheese.
It was cheese.
Interesting.
So anyway, this is one of my very favorite quiz contests because basically you either know the answer or else you don't know the answer. So these guys worked really hard. And I'm really proud of them. They did a lot of work outside of school. They did a lot of studying outside of our practices to get ready, and I probably ruined them all for life now because they go to, you know, wherever they have cheese, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know what that is.
I really know. Like, I'll go to the store, and I'll get excited over different kinds of cheese. this is such good cheese.
I did teach them at least one valuable lesson to always smell your milk before you take a taste of it. That is something that they're going to do forever. So. Anyway, now the next thing, is this one you want me to talk about, this, Jared?
That's fine. That's good.
So I handed out a handout to the board. Obviously, we're here asking permission to travel outside of the state to go to Indianapolis in October. The National FFA Convention is a fun experience.